When I seen that Dan had called, I was wondering if they called off church. Be patient with me. I'll try to give the scriptures when I have them to give. I know it's a little hard to understand me sometimes. But tonight I want to talk about children. I never had any kids. When I met Kelly, Noah, her son, was 8 years old. And I was there 10 years and loved every bit of it. And he had a friend from when they were like 4 years old, from Oak Valley days, and all I ever heard him talk about was Michelle. He loved that girl. They were great friends. And she had a child. He is going to be 2 later this month. And she named him Noah. And she wanted me and Kelly to be like his grandparents, because we would never have that opportunity. We love it. Having that kid around us gave us so much joy. And we love every second of it. People would think we're crazy for watching him. It's wonderful. In the mornings, I go to do the chores. I take him out with me. He does the chickens. He loves it. It's the best fun. And patience. I have patience on here. I have learned a lot of patience with him. You have to. But think about how the Lord is patient with us, how we make him weep by the things we say and do. It's something I never would have ever thought about till I was around this child, seeing how he is like a sponge. Anything and everything you say, he picks up. And he can't even talk yet. It's wonderful, though, being around him. In Doctrine and Covenants 68:4, it says we are required to teach our children by faith, teach them to pray and to be obedient. Anything less than this is the sin is on the heads of the parents if they don't learn obedience to their parents. How would they ever learn obedience to God and his laws? I find myself with a real, not a burden, but it's heavy that I have to bring this boy up rightly and God-fearing. And I plan to do that. This summer, he started coming, and then 3 months ago, a little sister came, and it's been wonderful having one that little, getting to see every little thing she does, do every day, both of them. Like Noah learns a new word every day. I'm 54 years old and never was around a child like this. And this is something you should cherish your children, definitely. Because we're here to tell you it can go real fast. In Mark, the 9th chapter, the 33rd, 34th, and 39th verse read, "He took a child and sat in the midst of them, and when he had taken the child in his arms, he said unto them, Whoever shall humble himself like one of the children and receiveth me, ye shall receive in my name. And whosoever shall feed one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that the millstone were hanged around his neck and he were cast into the sea." I read that before, didn't understand it. I understand it completely now. I'm sorry, I'm a little slow here. But going back to Gavin Noah here, when we lost Noah, from that time to now, we have not ever found any happiness like we have found with this child coming into our lives, and I would not trade 1 minute of it. We really do love having him around. He actually calls me Papa, and he calls Kelly Honey, which she doesn't like very much. We can learn an awful lot just watching the little ones. They're so closely, not far removed, I mean, from the court of glory, that that little baby would take care of. It's amazing when she holds her finger. Just think, she could have been holding the finger of the Lord just 3 months ago. That is amazing and awesome. I want to read I've already read this, I'm sorry. Well, I guess we get an early night tonight because that's all I got. I'm sorry.
See, very little cause and need for David to be sorry about the words he shared with us. And he's very right. Our little ones aren't with us very long. Seems like only a few days ago I brought my wife and my little daughter home. And in about a month's time, she'll be married to a young man. And I'll get a granddaughter out of the deal.
Yeah.
That's pretty wonderful. And they do many things to bring us joy. I saw a really cool thing this morning in the morning worship service. And I was very proud of that young man. Very proud of the way he stood up there. He got lost in his scriptures and had a little minute of confusion. But he mustered through. And they do things like that to just make your life better. So when David talks about the joy of the little people and what they bring to our lives, what they add to our lives, and the fact that only a short time ago, they did come from the courts of glory. They were having their little fingers wrapped around the finger of our Jesus. What a blessing they are. What a marvelous gift they are to us. That our Lord, and I see in his infinite wisdom, but I've been a parent, and Lord knows, we lack a lot in the parent department, people. We don't do as good for our children as we'd like to. But that don't mean we're going to love me less. They mean any less to us. And truly, my daughter's been one of the brightest spots in my life. Maybe only second place to her mother. So I see nothing that David should apologize for. I think the message he brought us tonight was excellent. I think sometimes we forget how great a gift our children are to us and how deeply they touch our hearts and what they can teach us by their innocence. Let us go on with our service with hymn number 349, after which Brother Ed will bring the closing prayer. Thank you.